Scientists and conservationists are warning that the latest mass bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef could threaten its World Heritage status. Last year, the United Nations World Heritage Committee decided not to put the reef on its in danger list, but it did put it on a watch list, which requires Australian governments to report back regularly on the health of the World Heritage Area. Penny Timms has our report.
When vision emerged showing brightly bleached white reefs along Queensland's north coast, it confirmed scientists' worst fears.
The current situation looks very bad in the northern part of the Great Barrier Reef.
Dr. Janice Loff is with the Australian Institute of Marine Science and is a member of the National Coral Bleaching Task Force.
Large parts of the reef have been affected. In fact, I think the aerial surveys, they indicated they only found four reefs without evidence of bleaching in the far north.
Just last year, UNESCO's World Heritage Committee decided against putting the marine system on its in danger list. In handing down its findings, the committee recommended that Australia update it on its progress, which would be reviewed by the World Heritage Centre. The UNESCO website states that if anticipated progress is not being made, it should also be reviewed by the committee at its session in 2017. In a written statement, a spokesman for Environment Minister Greg Hunt says in part,
"The next stage of conservation report is due for consideration in mid-2020. This is part of the normal five-yearly reporting cycle for World Heritage properties. We have made and continue to make significant progress implementing the Reef 2050 plan actions to date. This includes positive action to limit the impacts of ports, a ban on the disposal of capital dredge material, improvements in reef water quality, and work to tackle crown of thorns starfish outbreaks. Implementation of these actions will contribute to improving the overall health and resilience of the reef."
Part of UNESCO's decision was based on the fact that the northern part of the reef was in such pristine condition. Now, a large part of that healthy section is bright white after an intense El Niño led to a global coral bleaching event. It's still too early to determine the coral mortality rate on the Great Barrier Reef. The World Wildlife Fund provides advice to the Heritage Committee.
The Australian government, when they were under pressure from UNESCO, stated that because the Great Barrier Reef is so large that it spreads around 2,500 kilometres, that over that scale, the World Heritage values of the reef were intact.
Richard Leck is WWF's National Director of Marine Conservation.
And they used that argument to rely on the northern section of the reef being healthy. We know that the southern part of the reef has suffered huge declines because of crown of thorns and farm pollution, but the northern part of the reef has been healthy up until now. The question that raises immediately is if we do have major coral mortality in the far north, does that mean that the World Heritage status of the reef is at risk?
Dr. Loff says she's saddened to think that this could become a reality.
I think it's a real possibility. The northern part of the reef has been what we would call the most pristine part, less affected by human impact.
Richard Leck expects this latest bleaching event will raise questions.
I'm certain UNESCO and the committee will be watching this disaster unfolding with great alarm. I think it's early days to see how they will respond, but the first question I'm sure they will have is how does this affect the World Heritage values of the reef?
Dr. Loff says scientists will monitor the reef closely for the next several months. She says what is vital for any surviving coral now is that no other major events, such as a cyclone, strikes in the region anytime soon, so that the reef has time to recover and rebuild.
Penny Timms reporting.